Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, with an hour of music by three great composers who are well established to your ears, Franz Liszt, Hector Berlioz, and Franz Schubert. The curtain open to music of Franz Liszt that states, "The Lord preserveth the soul of the saints," a short motet offered by the Debrecen Chorale Chorus from Poland, conducted by Zoltan Pád. The organist was Jezo Karasion. Next, we turn to the voices of the Gloria Dei Cantoris from Boston and their director, Elizabeth Patterson. They connect our spirits with Franz Liszt's interpretation of Pater Noster, the Lord's Prayer. Unlike the opening number, this is more quiet and sung in unaccompanied style with a strong religioso feeling. That was the music of Franz Liszt, this time an unaccompanied version of Pater Noster, the Lord's Prayer. Elizabeth Patterson led her wonderful choral ensemble known as Gloria Dei Cantoris, who have, over the years, produced more than 40 CDs of music that covers a great part of music history and styles. Franz Liszt wrote Die Seligkeiten, or Beatitudes, in 1853, and it was revised in 1859 for solo baritone, seven-part mixed chorus, and organ. The German words include the Beatitudes of Jesus as told in the Gospel according to St. Matthew. In this music, the solo introduces the main topic, which is followed by richly harmonized responses from the choir in increasingly dramatic sequence. Again, these are the voices of the Debrecen Kodály singers.
Thank you. Glückselig.
Those were the Beatitudes from the Book of Matthew, as musically created by Franz Liszt and sung by the Debrecen Kodály Chorus, scored for baritone solo mixed chorus and organ. A work by Hector Berlioz titled Tristia, meaning sad things, contains three compositions, all written at different times but published in 1852. We will listen to numbers 1 and 3. The first is on a text by British writer Thomas More, and the words say, "This world is only a fleeting shadow. There is nothing true except heaven." Sounds like Brahms. All life is as grass, doesn't it? Everything is false but heaven. Berlioz gives it a title of religious meditation. The third is based on the final sections of Shakespeare's Hamlet and called a funeral march. It is interesting to note that the choir sings a single syllable, ah, which is the entire text. They are mourning in the manner of a military ceremony. Performers for these two sections are the Southwest German Radio Vocal Ensemble of Stuttgart and the Southwest Radio Symphony Orchestra, whose members come from Baden-Baden and Freiburg. The conductor is Sylvian Sembreling. The first and third movements of Tristia by Hector Berlioz.
Thank you.
Your listening talents were engaged with two of the three sections of Tristia, a three-part work by Hector Berlioz. The first was a religious meditation with a text by Thomas More from England. The second was a funeral march for the last scene of Shakespeare's Hamlet. The choir mourned the death with a single word, "Ah." The musicians were from the Southwest German Radio in Stuttgart, Baden-Baden, and Freiburg. This is an hour of music by Liszt, Berlioz, and Franz Schubert. You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art, now in its 26th year, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com. Our concluding work is by Franz Schubert. His German Mass was composed in 1827. It is a text not in Latin, but in a sequence of poems in German by Johann Philipp Neumann, who commissioned the work. Some folks know this as a folk mass, which stems from a tradition of the low mass of religious texts in vernacular languages in Austria and southern Germany. Some might say that Schubert used folk tunes. If you have sung this work, you will recognize it right away. It is moderately scored for SATB choir and a small orchestra. The hierarchy of the church did not use this music until the public clamored for it. Please enjoy the German Mass by Franz Schubert, presented by musicians from Regensburger Cathedral for men and boys and the Munich Radio Orchestra.
Oh,
You have just heard the very singable and popular German or folk mass by Franz Schubert. The performers were the choir of men and boys from the Regensburger Cathedral with artists from the Munich Radio Orchestra. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program created to salute the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you back for more great vocal and choral works. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always remember to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2019.